Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me once again as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today I would like to read a psalm that is a favorite passage among many people, Psalm 23, also known as the Shepherd's Psalm. Perhaps you know it well yourself. If you do and are able, please feel free to join with me and read along out loud. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These words of thankfulness by David have an incredibly heartwarming effect on me and on many who read or hear them. I did a search on my computer on the phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd," just to see how many entries would appear, and the number listed was 951,000, nearly a million references. Of the many beautiful verses in the Bible, this one seems to be one that many of us have memorized and read over and over again. Why is that? Can you remember a time recently when this passage has sprung to your mind? Sheep and shepherds are mentioned quite often in the Bible. In fact, we humans are often likened to those sheep, and Christ is described as our good shepherd. It is the love of Christ and the relationship between us as sheep and Christ as our shepherd, which is always our focus. But first, a few facts about sheep. Although they are normally gentle, quiet creatures, they are not known to be intelligent animals, but foolish, slow-learning, stubborn, strong, restless, dependent, and prone to strain and easily led astray. In biblical times, young boys were often paid to be shepherds of flocks of sheep, taking them out to pasture daily to let them feed and drink, seeking out any that wandered away from the herd, protecting them from danger and outside threats. Sheep, because of their wide-angled vision, are easily frightened by shadows and movements around them and have a natural fear of the dark. And when they are afraid or agitated, sheep refuse to eat and will drink only from a still or gentle stream. A good shepherd is one who is calm, compassionate, sharp, caring, and courageous. A good shepherd will make sure that the sheep have exactly what they need: food, drink, protection. The sheep know the voice of their shepherd and trust that he will look after them. I'm sure you've all made the connection. We, as lost and lonely sheep, need Christ as our shepherd for the same reasons. I don't know a single person who has not had to face the challenges of living in a world of trials and temptations. Ever since Adam and Eve and the fall into sin, the whole world has been affected with the fallout: sickness, crime, fear, earthquakes, floods, storms, famine, disease, and wars. Maybe you have had to face the pain of losing a loved one to cancer or to a senseless street fight, or you know someone who has lost all their worldly possessions in a flood. Maybe you or someone you know are struggling with a spouse who no longer wants to be married or who has lost their job. When we are agitated and upset by mistakes we've made or sins from our past, we don't sleep well and we become irritable. When money is in short supply and we are worried for our family, we don't feel like eating or drinking either. We forget that there is someone there who hears our pleas, who will protect us from the evil works of Satan and comfort us when we are frightened. You and me and everyone who has ever lived are sometimes that lost sheep who has either wandered too far from the safety of the shepherd or has been attacked by outside enemies. As the Lord said to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, "All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." But that doesn't mean that the Lord is not with us, for God our Savior, and only God our Savior, is faithful to all of his promises. As he says again in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Our Lord, the Good Shepherd, wants us to hear his voice and know that he is always with us, that he loves and forgives us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He cares for every human need, physical, emotional, and spiritual. He gives us rest in green, pleasant pastures and leads us beside still, comforting waters so that our bodies and faith may be refreshed and strengthened. He leads us on straight, safe paths that will lead us safely to him. We will all at some time or another be in the valley of the shadow of death, frightened and fearful, and God is there also, beside us, protecting and guiding us. He will use his rod to cast off enemies and his staff to rescue us from falling too far from him. We do not need to fear the evil one, for God is with us. He has prepared a soothing place for us, away from all our enemies and pain, in heaven, where we will one day praise him forever, and our cup of blessings will continue to overflow. This is the goodness and mercy that will follow us all the days of our lives. For he dwells with us now until we dwell finally, safely, in the loving arms of our Shepherd, God, our Savior, Redeemer, and Lord. These are the biblical truths of God's holy word, and this is why so many of us cling to the words of Psalm 23 for hope, comfort, and rescue. We are sheep, yes, but we are God's sheep, his beloved children, and God is our faithful, loving, caring shepherd who will never leave us in spite of our poor and sinful ways. And nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We pray, Lord God, be the guardian of all our ways. Forgive us when we are foolish, stubborn sheep, straying from you and from your will for our lives. Thank you for your presence and everlasting love, and help us to be dependent on you alone for all our daily needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.